Copenhagen. A wave of drone incursions across western Denmark has forced airport closures and raised alarms over the country's ability to defend its critical infrastructure. On Monday night, drones were sighted over Aalborg and Billund airports, as well as military installations in Esbjerg, Sønderborg, Skrydstrup, and the Jutland Dragoon Regiment in Holstebro. Aalborg doubles as a military base, while Skrydstrup hosts Denmark's fleet of F-16s and F-35s. Although no harm or damage was reported, the incidents briefly shut down airports and triggered a heightened security response. Police later confirmed investigations into drone activity around North Sea oil and gas platforms and near the strategic port of Korsør. Defense Minister Troels Lund Poulsen described the multiple sightings as systematic, warning that they bore the hallmarks of a hybrid attack, though no direct evidence of foreign involvement has emerged. Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen noted Russia could not be ruled out, despite Moscow's rejection of any role and claims the events were staged provocations. "This is what I would define as a hybrid attack," Poulsen said, as Denmark weighs whether to invoke NATO's Article 4, which calls for consultations when a member state's security is threatened. Estonia and Poland have already triggered the article this month following Russian airspace violations. Defense chiefs opted against downing the drones, citing risks to civilians and property if wreckage fell over populated areas. "When you shoot something down in the air, something also comes down again," explained Defense Chief Michael Hildegard. Police confirmed they would only attempt takedowns if safe, with the military prepared to act over sensitive sites depending on the threat level. Denmark is not alone. Norway, Estonia, Poland, Bulgaria, and Romania have all reported hybrid incursions in recent weeks. Poland has taken a tougher line, shooting down Russian drones and warning Moscow against further provocations. The Danish government has announced plans for an integrated layered air defense and long-range precision weapons, but experts say such tools offer little immediate protection. On Friday, Denmark will join NATO allies and Ukraine to discuss a proposed drone wall to protect Europe's eastern borders, focused mainly on armed drones entering from outside EU territory. For now, Denmark remains exposed. Airports were disrupted, military sites appeared vulnerable, and top officials rushed to reassure the public. Police have raised their crisis level, and the defense minister acknowledged the country faces a new reality.